Okay, whatever. Alright, everyone, it's the Grimlord here, and this is Grimm's spooky hentai corner, or whatever we're doing, because this is like the last week of it. And we're doing Sucker for Love, First Date, which I just got off GOG. This game's like 10 gigs, and it looks like it was made in 1998. Like, what's up with these graphics, and why is there all this ghosting in the images and shit? It's really bizarre. But it appears to be a Chinese game. Like, that's what it says. I don't know. It's got English voice acting, but I can remove that. But then I have to do all the voices for everybody. And it is a dating sim, so I don't know how that would work, but anyway, we're dating monsters. So let's go ahead and get started. And hail Great China! Well, you got this one, you gotta survive chapter one, and find all secrets to unlock. Definitely looks Chinese. Okay, so we've got Cthulhu here. Lynette, am I Raleigh or Arlay? Arlay? Oh, really? Okay. I forgot, they're gonna actually talk. Oh, well, shit. That makes me feel, less useful. Eldritch gods, cosmic horrors, things beyond our understanding. To merely gaze upon their form is to abandon all hope. The only thing protecting all of reality from the final coalescence of insanity and terror is the fact that the unspeakable gods wait dreaming. Their awakening under aligned stars heralds the end. Today, the stars are aligned. Damn it, come on already. Same day shipping my ass. I only have a half hour tops until the stars move out of position. I better wash my face to calm down. A year ago, I saw the face of an eldritch being in my dreams. It whispered its name to me, Lynetta. Okay? Ever since, I've been obsessed with trying to see it again. I'm not the kind of person to get addicted to stuff or spend recklessly, but I just can't help myself. There's something I have to do once I see it again. Was that the door? Thank goodness. I spent way too much money on getting this for me to miss my chance. The amount of money I've lost to scammers claiming I have the real deal is a little embarrassing, but as of today, I'll have a genuine Necronomicon, an ancient spellbook containing the dark rituals needed to contact the Elder Gods. Finally, I'll... Huh? What the hell is this? Why is it pink? Isn't it supposed to be, like, brown and bigger? It's supposed to be an ancient book covered in flesh or something, but this looks like it just came from an office supply store. No, please don't tell me. Scammed again. With how much money I spent this time, I thought there'd be no chance it'd be fake. Great. No way I'm getting my money back, either. The scammer is probably long gone, too. I wonder if there's any kind of... That's literally all you get. Holy shit, you can't even change the speed of text. Damn it, I need a new hobby, seriously. What a strange scam, though. You'd think they'd at least try to go for an authentic look. Did they really think that nobody would notice that their Book of the Dead is Malibu pink? Wait, is this symbol on the front embossed? Is this thing made of real leather? These pages look glit and gold, too. And this weight, why'd they make a knockoff out of such high-quality materials? Oh, my computer, that's probably just a delivery confirmation message. Real Necronomicon, not clickbait, not a scam. Gone sexual? What the? My order was delayed? It won't be delivered until tomorrow? Then what the hell is this book supposed to be? Did it get delivered to me by accident or something? There's no shipping label on the box. Stranger still, this inscription at the bottom. It's Relayan. I don't know. The unholy language of the Eldritch gods. Also, the pages reek of formaldehyde, embalming fluid. It also, in other words, it stinks of death. Why would something so cute have such an insidious aura around it? Maybe I'll take a look inside. It says Candyman there. Oh, you can... Oh! Where? Okay, that's cool. Take the turtle. Okay. Alright, so it's more like an adventure game. That's why it was 10 gigs. Oh, you can't turn off the bathroom light. It's 10 gigs and you can't turn off the bathroom light. Draw your curtains, turn off your bedside lamp, turn off your overhead lights and the dark light red fire candles. The dark is dangerous. Find and put on your ritual necklace. Hold on. I'll probably fuck up and die for doing it wrong. There's still a light coming through. It's daytime, though. How do I... Nowhere else I can go. Weird, this is a Chinese game. I thought China was against all this kind of supernatural stuff. That's why Ghostbusters didn't come over there and they lost that audience, thank God. I don't think Chinese would have liked that movie. I'm not talking about the new one. I'm talking about the Answer the Call 2006 one that was just fucking trash. Okay. I don't think you're gonna get it. I don't know why I took the turtle. Put the turtle back. The turtle's not doing nothing. Well, I can't read any of that. Oh god, it actually worked. She's here. A beacon of madness is towering over me, an omnipotent and chaotic avatar of world-ending calamity. Even with a year of preparation for this moment, I'm frozen in fear.
For what purpose have you awoken Lynetta the Starspawn and brought about the end of reality?
I can't talk, I can't even breathe. Blinding dread, choking terror, my very sanity is teetering on the precipice and looking down. No, I finally got this far. I finally have my chance. I can't perish now. The Dark One, I ask that you grant me my wish.
You wish to be the first human to be destroyed, yes? So that you are spared from the cataclysm I shall wreak upon all life.
No, I want to smooch you.
What?
I want to smooch... I'm mad with lust.
Send me back.
Huh? But you just got here. What about destroying reality as I know it?
I'll do it next time. Maybe when the stars realign in 1,000 years or so.
But I'll be long dead by then.
Exactly.
Hey, I went through all the trouble of finding this damn book. The least you could do is...
Where'd you get that book?
Huh? What, this? I found it outside my door. Moo, who's that? Are they the one who left this funny-looking Necronomicon on my doorstep?
It's not a Necronomicon.
It's not?
What Necronomicon is bright pink, silly?
God, she's cute. But what's with the sudden personality change? Does she recognize the book? Well, if it's not a Necronomicon, then what is it?
It's a survival guide.
For what?
For dating me.
What? Really? This thing? I struck gold. All the money I spent finally paid off. Wait, what'd she just say? Protect my sanity.
I am a cosmic entity beyond comprehension. So no amount of contact with me is safe for a human. Your mind could snap like a reed at any moment, actually.
Well.
Oh, don't make that face. I can make it worth your while, if you understand what I'm getting at.
You'll let me smooch ya? What, will you spare the world if I win that kiss?
No. You knew what you were getting into when you woke me up, right, darling?
Looks like my only two options are die or die without getting a kiss. Well, they say if you've already eaten the poison, you might as well lick the plate. So if the world is gonna end either way, deal.
Excellent. Let's begin the date then. Why don't you start with the Invoke the Depths ritual?
Form invoke the depth. Do not perform this ritual alone. Snuff all light from the room, turn on your sink or shower to make the sound of moving water. When all is complete, chant whatever. Okay. I didn't realize this was like simulate ritual simulator. Oh, look, it's changed. I like that better. Okay. Do not look out your window from now on. It's weird that we still have some sunlight. This is the hardest part of the game. No light. Shit. I shouldn't be doing these spells alone. The book says so.
I'm here.
You know what I mean. These rituals look very, really bad for my long-term health.
Long-term health? The world ends when this date does. What does it matter if your mind is unraveling? Nobody is in this world for the long haul anymore.
These rituals look bad for my short-term health, too. Are we? What did I just do?
You brought the outer depths to us. Didn't you read the spell's name? Our connection is stronger now. The closer you get to where my true form lies dreaming, the stronger my influence on you and this world.
Will I be okay?
Just focus on following the book perfectly. You're good to start doing these rituals on your own, right?
No, wait. Why are you leaving? No, not at all. Go ahead.
Thanks. No peeking.
Haha, okay.
I mean it. Don't peek.
I won't. Mm-hmm. I won't peek.
You're sure you won't?
Positive.
Alright, I'll be back in a jiffy.
Lord, she's a pain. Form abyssal mist. Ensure your sink or shower is running to make the sound of moving water, then go outside. Avoid making eye contact with that which roams the fog. They'll know if you saw them. Turn off your lights before you leave. This one isn't a warning. It'll just help lower your electric bill. Yeah, that's true. I do have to pay that. It's coming up. You know, seriously, Grim's gonna pay his electric bill. Probably shouldn't even have the lights on in here, but... they're off most of the day, so it's not a big deal. You know, I actually turn everything off before I leave. Like, everything. There's no power strips or anything on at all. Saves a lot on my electric bill. Then listen to that. Money-saving tips from Grimm's Hentai Corner, right? You can tell everybody, hey, I got to see a game where you dated an Eldritch Cthulhu entity and... I learned how to save some money on my electric bill. So there you go. Just turn everything off when you don't need it. Oh, you have to go outside. Oh, wow. Well. Jeez, it looks like Quiet Hill, Silent Hill, out here with all this fog. Is something moving out there?
Darling, you didn't! I love foggy rainy days by the sea. It's like my favorite weather on the surface world. I didn't know you have a house on the water!
I didn't 5 minutes ago. In fact, I'm hundreds of kilometers from the coast. Even the wildest of hurricanes would never flood the area like this. What terrible power is this thing capable of?
There's something just so romantic about standing on a balcony during a storm.
I'd hate to cut the fun short, but can we go back inside now?
What's wrong, darling? Getting chilly?
It feels like something's watching me from out there.
We can go inside if you like, but it's not like it's any safer in there. After all, the next page in the book has an unspeakable horror on it.
Unspeakable horror. Some kind of monster's gonna jump out of Some kind of monster's gonna jump out at me?
You'll see what I mean.
Uh-oh. Looks like my good friend. What the hell? I can't even begin to pronounce this.
Yeah, duh. That's why it's an unspeakable horror.
Oh.
Unspeakable. Get it? As in, cannot be spoken. At least not by humans.
Wait, you can pronounce this?
Of course I can. I can pronounce anything.
Anything? Oh, yeah? Then what's this?
Worcestershire sauce?
Oh, shit. He did it. He did the goddamn Worcestershire. I mean, Worcestershire. I can't believe it. Hey, by the way, very good on burgers. If you're making homemade burgers, fucking put the Worcestershire sauce on them. I just said it again. Seriously, Worcestershire sauce is like the fucking secret ingredient to burgers. You gotta put that shit on them, or then it's not gonna taste that good. Like, Worcestershire sauce is just great. You know, little onion powder. You're good to go. Cooking tips now from Grimm's Hentai Corner. Damn, you are the real deal. Hey, wait a minute. Those tentacles are like extra tongues, right? Then your weakness is like tongue twisters. Say toy boat 10 times fast.
Toy boat, 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 toy boat.
Show off. Can I do it? Toy boat, toy boat, toy boat, toy boat, toy boat, toy boat, toy boy, toy boy, toy boy, toy boy, toy boy, the motherfucker. Okay, so it's an unspeakable horror. What am I supposed to do? Eldritch mouth. Oh. Oh, that's pretty metal right there. This ritual will allow you to utter unspeakable incantations. But it actually kind of looks more like West Side, because they don't have the thumb inside. The thumb's actually supposed to be inside, or it's actually West Side. Like the west side of town, you know, back in the day with the gangs and all that shit. I mean, that still goes on, but it's not like it used to be. The ritual will allow you to utter unspeakable incantations. Perform this ritual someplace where gore can be cleaned easily, like a bathroom. Wear no robes or amulets. Have a ritual knife on your person. Hold on. Wrong door. Eldritch mouth, huh? Maybe I should have considered the spell more carefully before casting it. If there's so much as a single scar, I might actually lose my job. Please don't let me have something freaky on my face. It's my livelihood on the line here. Okay, big breath. Brace yourself. Brace yourself. I'm still cute as hell. But I thought I'd get an Eldritch mouth or something. Everything seems pretty much the same. Weird. Hey, Lynetta? Ah, you startled me. Who the hell was that third voice?
What are you talking about? That was you! Look!
She takes a hold of my hand. Whoa, hand-holding on the first date? Moving fast, but that's okay.
No, look at your hand, silly!
My hand? Oh, what? Get it off! Quick, grab that knife from the bedroom to cut it off. Hurry! Surely enough, it's not a disembodied mouth stuck to my hand. It's very much an embodied mouth indeed. Is this really my hand? What did I do to my hand?
Darling, are you all right?
This is screwed up. I mean, I knew I'd be in harm's way, but permanent body disfigurement this early on? But I'm not stopping before I get that smooch, no matter what. I just gotta think positive. This isn't so bad. Haha. I mean, there's gotta be a silver lining to this. Ha, ha, now I have my pick of which mouth to use when I smooch ya. Ha, 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 ha. Man, I gotta get some water.
Darling.
Is someone at the door? This is bad. Did I get busted? The sudden shock feels like a splash of cold water that snaps me to my senses. Damn, I must have done something to give us away. Was I shouting too loudly about that knife? Did the neighbors call the cops? If someone interrupts my rituals now, the stars will fall out of alignment before I can finish. Damn it, I even picked the apartment on the top floor to minimize the number of people noticing odd sounds or smells from my room. If it's the police, they're gonna insist on looking around. I'm not gonna be able to smooth-talk my way out of a demon in my room. Either way, I need to prepare myself now. Who knows how quickly things are gonna go south once I answer the door. A demon? Dude, they'll probably fucking go back out the door. Police are like, okay, stop! We need you to take your put your tentacles behind your head! Your tentacles behind your head, demon! No, the demon's like, what the fuck is that, Leroy? I don't know, Paul! Let's get the fuck out of here! And they're gone. Police are out. They're like, no way.
Hello, are you in? I heard you shouting just now. Come on, let me in.
Crap, it's even worse than the police. There's only one person it could be, and at the worst possible time. What do I do? Is it even safe to go outside right now with all the world-bending spells I've been casting?
What's that, darling?
Probably the mailman. I'll make him leave. Give me a second.
You don't look so good. Maybe I should get the door?
No, I mean, no, I really don't think that's a good idea.
Why not?
Well, you're a mind-flaying goddess. Maybe it'll be too much for someone who wasn't expecting it.
I guess that's a good point.
Wait here. I'll be right back. Ugh. Missy, hey, good to see you.
How do you do? I hope it wasn't too forward of me to call upon you in your own private department.
Missy, she's an old money rich girl that suddenly showed up to the club I work at and started showering me with gifts. She doesn't quite understand that she's not supposed to contact me outside working hours, but it's hard to complain when she basically pays my rent. In fact, she's pretty much the only reason I could afford to buy all this Eldritch paraphernalia. But, best of all, she's smoking hot.
If I may be so bold, I have something special to give you. May I come in?
Oh God, yes. Oh hell yes. Right this way, wait, Lynetta's inside. I got so caught up in the moment I almost forgot. Actually now's not a good time. Think you could just give it to me out here?
It's not the kind of present I can give you out in the open.
A present that has to be given in private? Oh man, what could it be? Wait, I almost lost sight of things again. If Lynetta and Missy meet, I'm toast. Can I really not help myself with my life on the line here? Say something, idiot. Ah, well, I can't get away right now. How about we meet up after work?
I can't go out after dark.
Right, I forgot her weird curfew.
Why can't we just go inside? I really want to give you your present now.
Is Lynetta coming to the door? I can hear her footsteps.
Who is that? You have company over?
That's just the mailman?
Inside your apartment?
Shoot, I got my lame excuses mixed up. Oh man, she's pissed. Sorry, Missy, this is the only way I survived this. Turns out it was one of those door-to-door salesmen. They can be really pushy, you know? Haha. I don't want any.
You want me to make them go away?
No, I got this. You just have to be persistent. Eventually they give up. Did she finally give up? I better smooth things over with her later, before she tries anything crazy. Especially now that she knows where I live. Better hurry through these rituals before there's more interruptions. Pardon. Ugh. Damn. Dust in here and the heat. God, what did I do? Good thing TPE doesn't fucking melt. Well, it does if you put it directly on it, but yeah. Okay. Metamorphosis. Do not attempt this ritual without performing the calling and invoke the depths. Proceed in total darkness, no lights, no candles. Ensure his image appears in no way, in poster or tapestry. Ah! Wear a ceremonial robe and ritual necklace. Wear a mask or headpiece to distort your features. Have a ceremonial knife. Always remember the step on the previous page. So, you gotta get rid of him. We're summoning old Cthulhu! There's so many records I've heard about him. So many! Alright, did I fuck up? No, I got everything. Alright. I'm trying to respond, but no sound is coming out of my mouth. Even when I try to shout as loud as I can't even manage a whisper. Something is not right. What happened to me? Well, you got tentacles now, sir. I wasn't supposed to do that. So I kind of bugged the game a little bit. perform prepare offering. This ritual will sever your connection, restore your sanity, and return.
Hey, what are you looking at? Nothing, huh? You were looking at nothing? Is that the truth? Did I scare you, darling? I know what page you were on, and if I see you trying to cast that spell about nothing, you won't get past the second word.
Oof! Okay, well, this is really interesting, I have to say, because it's a horror dating game, and it actually seems to work on the horror part, because she's pretty frightening. And I think that is little rich girl is like a yandere, and she's probably going to try to put an axe through the door. So, this is really well done. Leave it to China to come up with a really good horror dating visual novel. The name of this game is called, what was it? I don't know. We'll go back. But this will be the Grim Lord, and we'll go ahead and check the name out real quick before I go. But let's see, can I actually, like, is there a save? I mean, this is...